for analysis now. We're joined by John Dickerson. He's chief political correspondent for Slate.com. John, what does Senator McCain do to catch a break here?
Well, it's tricky for Senator McCain. In this election, we haven't really had a news cycle that's been longer than about 5 hours, maybe. And what Barack Obama has done with his world tour is basically block out a week where he's going to have control of the news cycle for an entire week long. What McCain's got to try and do is he's got two things. One, he wants to try and puncture some of Obama's rhetoric and these great pictures he's getting from overseas. But then also he's going to try and counter program. He's going to talk about the economy. He's got an ad out this week attacking Obama on the question of drilling offshore as a way to ameliorate these high gas prices. So he's got a two-track strategy here just to get himself a little bit of news.
You know, that's not a bad strategy because a lot of polls show that the economy remains a chief subject for voters. There's certainly a lot of economic news. We're going to be talking to a top economist from the Treasury Department in a few moments here. So this is what's on people's minds, but what's on the news is Senator Obama.
That's right. The economy is on people's minds. And the question for John McCain is he trails Barack Obama by more than 20 points on the question of the economy when you ask voters which of the two candidates do you trust to handle the issue of the economy. So McCain's going to try and inch up, maybe break down into maybe being behind by 15 points. Barack Obama is trying to do exactly the same thing on foreign policy. In polls, he trails John McCain by about 20 points or more. And he's trying to do the same. He'll never beat John McCain on the question of who would be a better commander-in-chief, or he probably won't beat him. But if he can shrink that margin to 5 or 6 points and have those independent voters think that they can be comfortable with Barack Obama as commander-in-chief, then he's gone a long way towards maybe wrapping up this election, because that seems to be the big question in voters' minds.
Here's Washington Post political writer Dan Balz this morning with a piece of political analysis. The events of the past few days have played unfailingly in the Democrats' favor. And he's writing about this near embrace or endorsement by the government of Iraq of Senator Obama's plan in 2 years, American troops should be out of Iraq.
There's been good news for Obama, two good things. One, the pictures coming out of his trip to Afghanistan and Iraq make him look like a president. They have been perfect for Obama. And the second thing is that the Iraqi government appears to be all in favor of basically the Obama plan. But that's the good stuff. There are some problems for Obama here, and two of them are, one, the American generals have a very different view, and out in the middle of the country where people are going to vote in states that matter, they're going to care about what U.S. Military officials say, not what the Iraqi officials say. And the other problem is there are these little tendencies that Obama is brushing up against looking a little bit too much like a president, and he does have a problem with being a little too audacious, acting a little bit too much like he's already got the job, and that's something voters may very well not like.
Well, he did acknowledge that in his conversation yesterday with General Petraeus, he and General Petraeus clearly have a different view on this idea of whether there should be a timeline or not. It's plainly out there, and General Petraeus remains a very highly regarded figure.
This is the tough line that Obama has got to walk. On the one hand, he has to keep his pledge, which he reiterated on the eve of this trip, that he's going to have troops out in 16 months. That's the pledge he's made. He's sticking firmly to it. On the other hand, he doesn't want to look like he is completely oblivious to what the generals on the ground are saying. Those are two contradictory, tricky problems for him, because you can't say, I must get out on a timeline if all of your generals are saying, please don't do that. So when he comes back from this trip, he's going to have to somehow say that he listened to what he heard, he had an open mind, and on the other hand, he's got to stick to this firm timeline that he's been saying, you know, the Iraqis want it too. So we'll see how he can thread that needle.
And you referred to how Senator Obama looked, just the images of him coming out of this trip. In your column last week, you said he's got to avoid the Michael Dukakis helmet tank picture. He's got to not look foolish.
He succeeded. Basically, Obama looking very much like when the president goes over there. The president doesn't wear the flak jacket or the helmet, and yet we saw him with the general, and we also saw him with leaders in Afghanistan and in Iraq, looking again like a world leader.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com. John, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.